Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, Jay Carney has come out assuring everybody that the fact that Joe Biden's son is now on the board of directors of Ukraine's largest gas company, that he's just doing it as a private citizen, and the U.S. government had absolutely no influence over his hiring there. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. All righty, getting on back to more of the domestic issues, the standoff at the Bundy Ranch probably doesn't feel quite so lonely anymore, because there are more of these confrontations starting to build up. Now, first, regarding the Bundy Ranch, they have acquired some very powerful lawyers. They're getting ready to go to court to challenge the legality of the Bureau of Land Management's confiscation of land because of that enclave clause in the Constitution. Now, I'm not expecting much from the courts. This will probably go all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and they'll find some way to say, well, yeah, it's unconstitutional, but we must allow it now in the interest of whatever, because we know the reality. Much of that land that the federal government has seized since the 1970s is pledged as collateral on U.S. government debt, with the possibility that when the United States defaults, all of the holders of those notes are going to come in and say, we own this land now. It was pledged as collateral on U.S. government borrowing. But citing the enclave clause, I would argue that the federal government never had the right to pledge that land as collateral. It didn't belong to them. And so that collateral agreement, that's null and void. And anybody still loaning money to this government on the basis that they are going to collateralize it with the public land, you're being an idiot. You're going to get taken to the cleaners here. By the way, new theory about where all the gold that used to be in Fort Knox and the New York Federal Reserve has gone to is that China may have started saying that unless we're allowed to hold the gold as collateral, we will buy no more of your debt. Because it seems to be a lot of gold floating around inside China these days. Just not a whole heck of a lot here in the U.S. Getting back to the Bundy Ranch, it looks like the Bureau of Land Management is setting up a campaign of harassment to basically prosecute the ATV riders for trespassing and destruction. We know the FBI is trying to investigate the Bundy supporters for firearms violations. They're afraid of a full-on confrontation that would be all over the independent media the next day, so they're just going to do pick off one at a time. We're getting him for this offense. We're getting her for that offense and so forth and so on. Down in New Mexico, there's another confrontation. And what it has to do is the Forest Service built a fence to keep cattle on those lands who've paid the grazing fees. And now the Forest Service has fenced off this creek called Agua Chiquita. Now, the ranchers are saying their grazing fees grant them rights to use that water, and the Forest Service says, no, we've got to fence off this creek here because it contains an endangered species microbe or some such nonsense as that. And what they're doing is, this is a continuation of a pattern we have seen for decades of driving these ranchers out of business to acquire their land. This whole situation at the Bundy Ranch began when the Bureau of Land Management took over the land, which they're not allowed to do. Not only is there the enclave clause saying that the federal government can't own that land, but public lands under U.S. law, those public lands are under state control, not federal. The federal government has no business being in there. And what they did is they took over the land. They were charging the Bundys grazing fees to use land that had been in their family since the 1800s. And then all of a sudden they say, well, you can only graze 10% of the cattle on the land because we've got to protect the desert tortoise. Now imagine you're working hard and all of a sudden you're told your paycheck is going to be cut by 90%. Can you stay in business? Can you stay in your home? Of course not. That's what they're trying to do, drive these ranchers out of business through the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management so the land can be acquired and sold to corporate interest. It's a land snatch, plain and simple. So down there in Otero County, there's another confrontation building up because these cattle cannot survive without water, and that creek is the major source of water for those grazing cattle. And that's what's going on. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Robert in Missouri. Aloha. Robert, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I got a couple of questions. The first one, let's say you call into quite a few talk shows, and while you're in the middle of your conversation, your smartphone automatically gets turned on to airplane mode, like, let's say, 10 times in a 2 or 3 month period. What would your opinion be of that?
It's time to switch brands of smartphones.
Really? That's it?
That would be it. I have a hard time thinking that, you know, the NSA is inside everything, but they're trying to sort of not attract attention to themselves right now. Doing something like, you know, and I know it's going on because it happened to Republic Broadcasting. It's happened to me. They're hacking our servers and everything. But to start controlling your phone remotely while it's in your hand, that calls a lot of attention to itself. I have the feeling you may be dealing with a malfunction. I don't know what brand of phone that you've got there, but I would switch phone brands.
Yeah, it's an HTC. Now, my other question, what's your opinion of Joel Skousen about his veracity, about his analysis?
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with the gentleman or his analysis. If you could email me something about it, I'll take a look, okay?
All right. Well, he runs a website called World Affairs Brief. And anyway, I was listening to another program, and then this is his synopsis, and I wanted to bounce it off of you. He thinks that the coup in Ukraine is actually a false flag by Putin and the Russians. Would that make any sense to you at all?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right now, Putin, the last thing he wants to do is be seen as provoking this situation. The longer he stays back and plays statesman trying to calm down the situation, the more obvious it becomes to the world that all of the situation in Ukraine goes back to that U.S. overthrow of the elected government in Kiev. And Putin wants to keep the focus on that, and he's not going to give the media any excuse to come out and say, oh, well, see, it's Russia this and Russia that, even though the corporate media is doing that, but nobody's believing that. Anyway, Robert, we're going to let you go. We're going to grab Frank in Michigan. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. There's a story in the New York Times today about the museum, the 9/11 museum. I don't know if you talked about that. But there were 300 people who made comments on this 9/11 museum that cost like something like $35 to get in or some ridiculous amount. They're selling T-shirts and everything. And everybody comments on the bad taste. But I, out of the 300 comments, I read 200. And only about two of the comments mentioned the whole damn thing was an inside job and a fraud. And don't, I thought this was generally known. I know most people who are on the internet and get their news, you know, certainly don't believe the official 9/11 report anymore.
Yeah, but because we don't believe the official report and we know it's all a joke, we don't read articles about the museum. I mean, the museum was open when Claire and I were in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We walked right by the front door. No way was I going to go in there. Because
I
knew it was all a lie. And so I would say that article in the New York Times probably didn't get a lot of reading from people who know what's going on, hence they would not comment. So I wouldn't read too much into the comments there. Plus, the New York Times may be having their own people comment on the article to try and make it look like it's popular and successful and being read. There's a lot of fraud going on in the corporate media right now.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know. Okay, thanks, okay. Mike. Bye.
All right, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. The FBI agent who assassinated Ibrahim Todashev down in Florida, who's not going to be held to account for what is clearly a political murder, apparently he retired from the Oakland Police Department in 2004. We've heard about Oakland. He'd been the subject of two police brutality lawsuits and four internal affairs investigations. This is the caliber of people the FBI are hiring. And that tells you an awful lot about why things have gone the way they have. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a couple of developing stories over in Slavyansk. They have basically announced that now that the deadline, today's deadline has passed, and Kiev troops are still occupying eastern Ukraine, that they are changing their tactics from purely defensive to offensive. Up until now, independence people in eastern Ukraine were only resorting to military force to fend off attacks by the invading Kiev soldiers. Now they've announced that as of right now, they're going on the offensive against those ground troops. And as you know, earlier today, seven of the Kiev soldiers were ambushed and killed. And so now they're going to be targeted here. Now, the story that the caller mentioned, apparently the Kiev forces took at least one, possibly two, from the photo I'm looking at, of their Russian Mi-24 Hind strike helicopters. These are attack gunships that the United Nations itself does not use because they are weapons. They're not transports, they're weapons. And they painted it white with markings of UN on the side and used it to fly over eastern Ukraine. People would say, oh, it's the United Nations, I don't need to hide, and then Kiev would open fire on them. The United Nations is very upset over this tactic, and well, they ought to be. Now, getting back to domestic issues, up in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Sandy Hook School. There's an interesting gentleman by the name of Wolfgang Halbig, and he is a former teacher. He is a former school safety expert, and he has been following the Sandy Hook shooting all along, noting all of the very obvious inconsistencies in the official story. And he's going public, he's going to meetings, he's calling out all of these very strange things, he's raising the issue of what medication Adam Lanza was on, and apparently it's gotten to the point where the Connecticut State Police have informed him that if he does not stop examining the Sandy Hook incident, they will file criminal charges against him. I don't know on what grounds they could do that. It's a violation of the man's First Amendment right, both to speak freely and to petition the government for redress of grievances. But apparently up in Connecticut, they're really, really nervous about how people are still looking at all of the fine details and they're finding all these problems in the story. And so now they're out there literally threatening their own citizens. They can't do anything if you're living in another state. But apparently they're threatening their own citizens that if they do not just shut up and accept the official story, they will be criminally charged. How very Stalin of those people up there in Connecticut. Now over in Carson City, California, and this comes under the heading of don't they have real criminals to go after? Apparently the police are now patrolling kindergartens. And they are going to be charging children with misdemeanors if they are caught bullying. So basically, you're looking at 4 to 6 year old kiddies getting a criminal record and an arrest for acting like children, because children like to bully. And yes, it's not good if you're the person being bullied, but maybe developing a little resilience and the courage to stand up to bullying would be good not only for the children, but for the nation as a whole. And so they're spending tax dollars and diverting police resources away from real crimes to patrol the kindergartens and cite these little kids if they're caught bullying each other. Those dangerous criminals, those six-year-olds, you better tase them once or twice first before you get in there. Now, getting on over to Benghazi, there is so much dirt and dust and smoke being thrown into the air. They are just desperate to shut this thing down. Nancy Pelosi, remember last week they were talking about the Democrats are going to boycott the Benghazi committee. Well, this week Nancy Pelosi was out on her Facebook page saying, how dare they set up a committee with six Republicans and only four Democrats. And, you know, that's completely unfair. And it's like last week you were saying you didn't want to show up at all. So Pelosi understands this committee is going to form, and she's very concerned that the GOP has a majority in the committee, as they do in the Congress. It's a proportional representation. The representation on these committees is based on the percentage representation in the House of Representatives itself. And now she's complaining about that. They are scared out of their minds. This could lead to an impeachment of the president. This is certainly going to derail Hillary's chances in 2016. And right now, this government's credibility is hanging by a single strand of spider web. And they don't need another major scandal exploding into the public about how this was all just a staged PR stunt to help the president win re-election. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You had just mentioned something about Wolfgang Halbig, and all I wanted to say is that Deanna kind of read him a new riot act for 2 hours on a show a couple months ago, and I really haven't heard too much about him since then. He claimed to say that I know that Sandy Hook is, there's a lot of inconsistencies there, but supposedly Wolfgang Halbig said that he read all six segments of the document and what happened and everything else like that, and it didn't confirm with what Deanna read, and I have a lot of respect for Deanna Spangola. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Well, you're presuming much about how I feel about Deanna. There is a lot of things that I do not agree with her on, and I'm sure there's a lot of things I say she does not agree with. At this point, though, the issue is if the police are that afraid of citizens looking closely at what's going on, to the point of threatening to charge this guy with some kind of criminal charge to throw him in jail, you have to basically say, that tells us right there and then, somebody somewhere is lying about what really went down. So thank you for the phone call, Jerry. We're going to let you go. I need to get on over to the situation in Turkey. As you know, they've had a horrible, horrible mine disaster that has killed something like 300 people. There are still dozens trapped underground. They're trying to get to them right now. And as has been the case with mining disaster after mining disaster after mining disaster, it turns out that safety was being trimmed back to maximize profits. There was a huge mining disaster here in the United States of America a few years back, almost at the same time as that Chilean mining disaster. And Chile got their miners out, and the United States didn't. And it turned out what happened is the American mine was shaving those little columns that are supposed to support the roof a little bit more than is legally allowed. And the Minerals Management Service let them get away with it until finally they had a collapse. And again, another case of safety is simply thrown out the door, and the lives of the miners are disposable as long as we can maximize profits to our stockholders. So there are protests all over Turkey right now involving students, several of the unions. They're very, very angry. Now, looking at the ferocity of what's going on, and the police are responding to the protests with tear gas and water cannons. This mine disaster may be the flashpoint, but it looks to me like now that they've got a cause, the anger the Turkish people have with Erdogan and being another U.S. puppet is coming up to the surface, and it's not going to lightly be stopped. Meanwhile, over in Vietnam, mobs there are setting fire to Chinese-owned factories as that tension builds over the incidents in the oil platform in the disputed South China Sea. So that is cranking up. Now, remember, the U.S. wants a war with China. They've got three possible vectors for it: the Koreas, Vietnam, and Japan. So one way or the other, they're going to try and get it. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Another development coming out of Ukraine and the European Union, and it's tied into the United States. I want you to listen to this one very, very carefully, because you are getting screwed once again. Okay, apparently one of the ways that the Ukraine is going to try and repay their gas bill to Gazprom is Ukraine just issued $1 billion in 5-year bonds, and they were able to issue them at a low risk of only 28 BPS above U.S. Treasuries and much cheaper than the cost of capital in the current public markets, including the IMF, which has a yield over 10%. How are they able to accomplish such a miracle? Well, because this bond issuance in Ukraine is guaranteed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, which is promising full repayment of principal and interest based on the full faith and credit of the United States, meaning you, the taxpayer. So if Ukraine has issued this bond, $1 billion worth, and if the bond issue collapses, you are expected to make good on it. I don't remember ever voting for that. I don't remember ever granting my consent for that. Whatever the U.S. government does, their assumption is you will pay for it all. You will pay for the losses. The rich get to keep the money when they make it. The poor are made to cover the losses, and that is fascism. We're only in this mess in Ukraine because the U.S. government overthrew the elected government 2 months ago. And it's falling apart at the seams. It's risking economic devastation all over Europe. And so the U.S. government says, no problem, we'll just shackle the American taxpayers to solve this problem. They're such generous, hardworking little slaves, they won't complain. In a pig's eye. Oh, my goodness here. Russia is going to station aircraft and ships throughout Crimea. Of course, they want to hang on to it. They understand conflict is coming. They understand that one way or the other, the U.S. is going to get a war going with Russia, at least a cold war, hopefully not a hot war. The cold wars have a bad habit of turning hot. And right now, there are way too many people who think a new, full-on World War III is their best solution to their self-made problems. Because it's not their kids who are going to die in it. Somebody else is going to pay the cost for it, and the bankers are going to make out like bandits, because that's what happened the last two times. Now, over at Gilad Atzmon's site, he has an article on kosher statistics. And he's going on about the announcement earlier this week from the Anti-Defamation League that a global survey shows that roughly one quarter of the world still harbors anti-Semitic feelings. And Gilad is basically going on about, you know, have you ever seen any other organization so obsessed with how many people hate it? Well, that's understandable. The ADL's fundraising is all based on this idea that the world hates the Jewish people and you've got to give us money to deal with the enemies of Judaism, even if the ADL has to make them themselves, which they were caught doing back in the 1930s. Back in the 1930s, where there was the American Nazi Party, had a total membership of six guys who got a lot of press coverage, and they'd show up in their American Nazi uniforms, and they'd scream and rant and drool and all the rest of it. And then the guy who was running the American Nazi Party got arrested for embezzling from his primary backer that turned out to be the Anti-Defamation League. Oopsie, there's a little bit of an embarrassment. But when you look at that number that the ADL is bandying about, you need to realize that the ADL views criticisms of Israel's government as anti-Semitism, which is kind of like describing criticism of the Nazis as Germany hate, German hate, anti-Aryan. Hitler didn't do anything wrong, you just hate the Jewish people. That's how absurd this is. But the ADL, when they're running their surveys, if they find anybody saying, you know, I don't have a problem with Jewish people, but Israel's government, oh, you're an anti-Semite. That's been Israel's defense all along. There's no such thing as legitimate criticism of the actions of Israel's government. It's always just more of they hate the Jews, or they're self-hating Jews. That's how Israel responds to Jewish people who criticize the government. You're a self-hating Jew. Let's talk about the economy here. Consumer debt is up, and it's being led by student loans, which are up 361% since 2003. Now, you need to understand that our entire currency is based on debt. If the debt were paid off, there'd be no money in circulation. In order to keep this little pyramid scheme going, the people must be driven further and further and further into debt. That's why it's a pyramid scheme. And so any way they can put more debt on you, raising the price of medical care, raising the price of education to force you to go into debt, borrow to own even the basic necessities of life. I've seen people doing their food shopping on credit cards. They have to find ways to force you deeper into debt or the whole system collapses. It's on the verge of collapse anyway. We're going to take a phone call. John in Missouri. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm calling. You said something about a war with China. Wouldn't that be the worst possible thing to do for America?
I mean, it would be. I agree. We're, you know, war with Russia and or war with China. The U.S. cannot prevail in a conventional war because of the poor quality of our weapon systems. Our stockpiles are exhausted. We don't have the manufacturing, the money, or the manpower, let alone the moral authority to prevail in a conventional war. And even if it goes nuclear, I don't think the U.S. is going to win, because our entire ballistic missile defense system is founded on a doctrine of an incoming threat following a predictable parabolic ballistic arc to its target. And the latest generation of Russian MIRV warheads and the latest Chinese upper stage are maneuverable. They whip back and forth. They corkscrew. They dipsy-doodle, which makes a ballistic intercept absolutely impossible. But the bankers who are behind these wars, they don't care who wins or loses. They're making money off of both sides. That's why you had Brown Brothers Harriman in New York City financing Adolf Hitler's rise to power, right up to the start of World War II, when they got nailed with the under the Trading with the Enemies Act by Roosevelt. They don't care who wins or loses. They're loaning money to both sides to fight the war. They're loaning money to both sides to rebuild from after the war. And that's the scam, and they've gotten away with it twice, and they're trying it a third time.
I know, but where are they hiding that they're gonna live through this?
Well, they've all got, you know, their little, you know, homes in the Hamptons. You know, they're not going to get bombed. They're going to be well away from the major population centers and military bases when it happens. And they've gotten away with this twice before, World War One and World War Two. You need to read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars.
I have read it.
Okay. So this is all being driven by greed and by money junkie behavior. And like any other addict, they absolutely are insensitive to the harm and pain and suffering their behavior is causing. They just want a bigger pile of the ink and paper. They want a bigger pile of the gold coins. And that's all that drives them. It is a mental illness, and we do need to recognize it's a mental illness and handle it as such.
Well, you know, I go down to a senior center here in Missouri, and most of those people down there just seem to love the thought of going to war. I don't understand. They got children and grandchildren, and they think it's right for us to be in Afghanistan. They think it's right to be in Iraq. I think they believed it was right to be in Vietnam.
Well, you need to understand, people at that age are forced to be dependent on the government. Once you go over age 65, you can't get health insurance other than through Medicare. If you're on Social Security, people who are that old are a very reliable support voting block for the incumbent government because they are dependent on those paychecks.
I guess we're in trouble because that's what the baby boomers are soon becoming, aren't they?
Well, that's true, but the good news is I'm seeing among the younger generation, the up-and-comers who are going to take over this this world in this coming century, they're really getting clued in on the reality of what's happening. And I'm delighted to see it. For a long time, the demographic of my website, the age basically matched my own. Now the median age is dropping, which means the kids are coming on. They're waking up and realizing that if this war goes any further, they are the ones who are going to be the bullet catchers on the front line.
Well, Michael, I hope you're right, because these guys draped in the flag are big supporters of the Army. You know, they just think it's the greatest thing that's ever been.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're just, you know, jaded and worn out, and you know, they're certainly not going to have to worry about having to go off and fight the war themselves. But I'm definitely seeing a change in the attitude of the nation as a whole. And yes, there's always going to be some people who will not admit that they were wrong to support the government's war agenda, and they'll go to their grave saying, "My country, right or wrong." And but they're a rapidly dwindling minority. This last year, people that didn't want to talk about politics with me, all of a sudden they're approaching me and saying, "Wow, what's going on? I'm ready to listen." We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be all right. And even shots, pills, capsules, little drops that go in.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this is a story that started building earlier in the week, and we did mention it briefly, but I want to go into detail about it right now. The story is coming from a bunch of sources, and right now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has done a very good analysis of it. And the story begins with this idea. Is the Federal Reserve really tapering? They keep talking about it because continued runaway quantitative easing is harming the value of the dollar. And the stock market's getting very, very nervous about what's going on. So it turns out what happens from November of last year through January this year, Belgium purchased $141 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, their gross domestic product is $480 billion. So we're talking one-third of their GDP. Now, Belgium's economy is not that good. Their trade and current accounts are in deficit. So where did they get the money? And what has emerged is the U.S. Federal Reserve created the money and sent it to Belgium for Belgium to buy the U.S. Treasury bonds. They're using Belgium as a money laundry to prop up the U.S. federal government with $112 billion per month of instantly created out of thin air money, only they don't want you to know about it. Now, of course, the Federal Reserve gets those Treasury bonds in exchange. Another piece of paper created out of thin air. What redeems those Treasury bonds? Your future slave labor. That's what backs those Treasury bonds. It's a promise by the U.S. government that in the future they will take tons and tons of money away from you. They won't give you anything back for it to give to these private central bankers to repay a loan that was made to them with ink and paper. Do you understand the scale of the fraud being perpetrated not only against you, but against your children and your grandchildren? Dr. Roberts has looked at this very carefully. And yeah, they're using, and if they're doing it with Belgium, they're probably doing it with a bunch of other countries. Remember how we've been hearing about how, oh, the U.S. Treasury bond is still good. Countries around the world are, still buying U.S. government debt. Well, they've acknowledged that most U.S. government debt is being bought directly by the Federal Reserve. Less than half of it is supposedly going overseas, and now we're finding out those overseas Treasury debts may be fraudulent because of what happened in Belgium. So they're just literally keeping the system going along with instantly created money out of thin air, typed into a computer, ink and paper, to buy U.S. Treasury bonds, which are redeemable in your future slave labor. Such a deal for the bankers. Wow! Type a number into a computer and all of a sudden, 300 million Americans are now at your beck and call for the next 60 years. Rule by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate a form of government than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. Another study has come out showing while Ben Bernanke was chairman of the Federal Reserve, they were leaking to insiders advance word of actions by the Federal Reserve regarding interest rates and money supply. And on the basis of these leaks to their cronies and friends, these traders who were on the inside getting the information made up to $256 million in completely out of thin air profit by getting early word of the Federal Reserve's decisions. Now, the rules are the Federal Reserve is supposed to make the announcement to everybody at the exact same time, and then the market will react. But apparently, some of the good buddies, the golf buddies, the friends, the cronies, the lovers, were getting advance word. Not by much. There was another report that said that the advance word was only 5 to 10 minutes, but it was enough for them to go in and jiggle with the various trading system to just make $256 million in profits, for which nothing of substantive value was returned to society. This is all information coming out of the Singapore Management University. It's all crooked. It's all rigged. We're going to go to the phones here. Ron in Ohio. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was just calling in because, you guys are always big up on how corrupt the government is, and I would have to agree. And I was just kind of calling in to just tell you a little story about a little traffic court case I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got the policeman to admit, well, I got him to admit once that he didn't know it because I was trying to pretend I was leading in another direction. So I got him to admit one thing. And then when I then changed my defense, according, I told the judge, okay, this, the policeman, or the judge, or the prosecutor asked the policeman a question, and he answered it in a way that would mess him up, and then he kind of like did a roundabout and tried ignoring it. So the judge found me guilty, but she didn't find me, but she made me pay court costs because she knew something was up, so she felt a little guilty even though she fined me. So I ordered the transcripts 2 days later. I got them today, and I started to read them because I want to appeal it, because the way it is. And both parts, and this is what is really amazing, that people need to put their own recording machine in court when they're in court, because both parts, where the policeman admitted to me, even though I tricked him into it, and nobody really knew it until later maybe, and then the part where the prosecutor asked him the question, the very first question when he cross-examined him, both those questions and answers are omitted and are not in the transcripts. Why? Because the court reporter who is hired by the city to do this is friends with the prosecutor, is friends with the policeman, is friends with the judge.
Yep.
Even though I spent almost $300 for these transcripts, the parts that would prove that I was innocent were omitted. And the last part where the prosecutor asked him the question, I kept bringing it up. He admits this, and the judge admitted he says it, but yet it's still omitted in the transcripts. To show that this court reporter is a criminal.
Well, the whole system is absolutely fraudulent. I mean, why should any... We know the entire government is based on fraud, deception, and bullying. Same with the financial system. And I've seen hundreds and hundreds of these stories where the court system will be obviously biased in favor of the prosecution. They try and go back on an appeal, and the court records are lost or they're altered. And unfortunately,
altered is right.
Unfortunately, judges have it within their authority to refuse to allow you to record the court proceedings.
You know why? Because then nothing can be hidden. And when I asked the court reporter, I go, I wonder why they don't tape it. She goes, well, that's because something could be muffled and that would be no good for court. And I'm thinking, like, that's a bunch of garbage, but I didn't say nothing. And what that is because the court reporter is hired by the city, the judges themselves, the court system, and then the prosecutor will show up and say, hey, try to admit these two things, or the judge will say it. But I personally think the prosecutor is the one that went in and said, omit these two things. And this lady did it.
It's entirely possible. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're getting to the top of the show here. I don't know about the courts where you are, but here in Hawaii, they do record the court proceedings. The government is recording the court proceedings. They're just not going to allow you to record the court proceedings. And, of course, you can't get those tapes. You know, if you want the court record, you get what the court reporter put down, and it's all been cleaned up and vetted. The entire system is completely untrustworthy and unreliable, and I hear more and more of these stories. I really do. Ron, we're going to let you go, and we're going to really quick trying to squeeze Dustin in New Jersey into the show. Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, real quick, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up Belgium. It's basically hide the salami. You know, one they're taken from one to another until there's no one left to really give the treasuries to. They're bankrupt. I mean, the EU is bankrupting themselves doing this.
Well, this is the U.S. government, and the reason is there's already a treasury bubble out there. And that's why nobody wants to buy them anymore. And so the Federal Reserve is running this scam. They're giving countries money to buy U.S. treasuries to make it look like they're still popular. We got to take a break for our top of the hour stuff. We'll be right back.